The Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries is now 15 years old, running into its 16th year. And Bay of Bengal program actively participated in the formative years of the code. And once the code was accepted by the member states, the Bay of Bengal program and now the intergovernmental organization are very actively involved in its implementation, both at the policymakers level and also at the field functionaries level. Our main emphasis in the program is to ensure that the code, its international plans of action and the technical guidelines, they reach our constituents in a manner that they can comprehend the subject, they can grasp what is there in the subject. And to this effect, we are very effectively using our translations in local languages. And so far, we have roughly 100 documents translated in the languages spoken in our member countries. And keeping this linguistic diversity, we have ensured that each and every constituent has the code and the technical guidelines in his or her own language. It's not that costly, but still it is a burden on us because there are a large number of documents that need to be translated. And since we have in the four countries together, the fisher and their families number around 15 to 16 million. So you can assume how many copies we need to print and then circulate it and make it available to our end users.